If you got your Bibles with you, turn into Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. Luke 14 and 16. And when you find it, hold it there. I'm going to go up the road and I'll come back and get you. Praise God. What we're doing is a part two on the call of God. Now, reiterating, last week we brought out the most important thing that will ever happen to you in your life. The most important thing is the call of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank God. Listen, if he ever calls you, that means that he's interested in you. It means that you are very important to him and he wants you. What he's doing, he's given us an invitation. The grandest opportunity you will ever have to follow him and serve him, to go to his beautiful heaven, is when God calls and you answer. We brought out that God has called many, many down through the ages. I told Mary this morning, I think I told her this morning, God gives everybody a chance.
Man.
Everybody. Every soul a chance in this world.
Yes.
He has sent his messengers, his preachers, and his witnesses. His voice has been heard in many different ways, beckoning to people and precious souls, pleading for them to come. Spirit of God is saying, I love you. I love you. Holy God, would you come and not let the opportunity slip you by forever? God's just saying, dear soul, come while I am calling.
Yes.
Don't put it off till it's too late. God said today in the Word of God, he said, if you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. Come. Before we get started, how many is glad that God called you?
Yes.
Amen.
See, every time that you turn the Lord away, you might not say no with your mouth and with your lips. You might not answer a thing. But when you resist in here, you're saying no. Did you know every time you turn God away and the Spirit of God's a dealing and drawing and you ignore that, you pull your shoulder away, you won't listen. You won't take heed. You ignore God. Listen, I know what I'm saying. I've been in this thing for over 51 and a half years, and I've seen people turn God away. Not once, not twice, but many times. I've seen revivals come. The Spirit of God moved, and the Holy Ghost dealed, and the preachings went forth and dealing with people. I have seen tears well up in people's eyes. I've seen the Lord pull at them. They would not come. Did you know today they're hard? They are hard in their heart. Seems like nothing will touch them. Nothing will get a hold of them to stir them. Oh, God, can you raise your hand and say, I thank God. I thank God that I still can hear his voice. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for talking to me, Lord. I thank you for the sweet Spirit and the Holy Ghost that I have felt, Lord, drawing me. I never want to say no to the Lord. I never want to ignore him. Holy, 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 holy. Lead me, God. Can you say it with all of your heart? Jesus, would you lead me? If you'll show me, I'll follow you, Lord. I'll obey. I want the Lord to lead me, don't you? Oh, God, deal with my heart. Don't never let me get hard. Lord, let me stay humble. Lord, before you and meet you lowly. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hold your place.
Yeah.
My teacher back in grade school, now this is amazing to me. I got up, I'm still in the bed. But my mind went back in grade school, sixth grade. The teacher that I had made us kids learn a little four-line poem. And to this day, after the sixth grade, I have never forgotten it, Sister Angie. What you teach them little kids and how you teach them and the spirit that you have in behind you to help them. There's just something you never forget. You'll never forget it. Hallelujah. And it goes like this. You never know how high you are till you are called to rise. Then if you are true to plan, your statures will touch the skies. No. Praise be to the Lord. You never know. You never know how high you are until you are called to rise. How many knows the Lord's up there?
Yes.
How many knows the kingdom of heaven's up there and the Holy Ghost come? He draws our attention. He draws our affections above. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. The Bible said, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things that are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yes.
Now, we all sit here today with the greatest opportunity and the privilege this world has ever known. You're blessed. We could have been born over in Iraq, one of the Muslim lands, or Iran, and one of those nations over there that is kind of false gods. We're blessed to be in America.
Yes.
How many can say, I am blessed?
Yes.
Holy Lord. Sister Linda, we're blessed to have a church, to have precious brothers and sisters that have like precious faith, that loves the same Lord. How many could say, I love you, Jesus? I love my church and I love my brothers and my sisters. Thank God. Take notice to this. Noah. When Noah cut down his first tree, Sister Ava, and he drove his first peg, he never realized he would be the savior of his family and the human race.
Come on.
My gracious sakes. His family was saved through a call. How many can say, I want to answer the call? Oh, yeah. It took time, much time. It took toil and patience. But Noah obeyed. And because he obeyed the call, we're all here today. Hallelujah to the Lord. I can tell us all the path to victory is taken one step at a time.
Amen.
One step at a time. But there has to be a start. There has to be a call upon you in your need. Noah made it through by faith into the Hall of Fame. He simply believed God when the world around him did not.
Right.
Let him go. Let him enjoy the world. Let him build up their treasures down here and leave God out of their life. But Brother Bill, I'm not working on the building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Hallelujah. How many can say, I'm a building on that wall and I'm not coming down. Hallelujah. I'm going to be faithful unto the Lord and I'm going to keep right on working until the Lord comes. Hallelujah. It's going to be worth it. We have our trials, we have our afflictions, and we have our battles, our mind battles. But can I tell you, no doubt Noah got up of a morning and he felt wore out. His hands was calloused. And, oh Lord, and maybe his sons looked at him, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and said, Dad, do we have to do this again today for over 100 long years? And Noah said, listen to me, kids. And I'll tell you, it was me that heard the voice of the Lord. It was me that God called, and I was moved by fear at the voice of the Almighty because God warned me, and I knew that I had to obey. I knew that I had to get up every day and work and put the lumber together for this ark.
Yes. Amen.
I just thought of something. After being on board of that ark for 375 days, when God opened the door and let them out, whew, it's like a new world. All the waters was gone. Everything was gone. First thing that Noah did was build an altar unto the Lord. Lord, you saved us.
Yes.
From all of the destruction. I wonder as they went down that mountain, if them boys didn't turn around, lift up at that ark and say, Dad, I'm glad you obeyed. Richard, I felt the boy right there. Holy, 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 holy. Dad, I'm glad that you obeyed the Lord. Holy, holy Jesus.
Yes.
One of these days, people's going to look at you and say, I'm glad you held the fort.
Come on.
I'm glad you didn't give up. I'm glad you didn't quit. I'm glad you kept preaching. Glad you kept right on singing.
Come on, right.
And you kept right on praying. Discouragements come, yes. But there's just something about it. The call of God down in here. I got to go, Lord. I got to go. I got to keep obeying. I'm telling you, your eyes can fool you. You can look at things and you can look at situations and the circumstances all around you. And you can be discouraged. But I ain't looking at that. I'm looking at the Lord. My eyes are on Him. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm going to raise your hand and say, I know God's going to make a way. I know that He's going to help me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Joseph became the savior of his family in famine. Became a savior that fed his family and God's chosen people that kept them from starvation and death, Israelites. But it all started with a dream that God had given him. We think of dreams of a night. You know, we go to bed and we lay our head on our pillow. And I dream every night. I do. It just stuff don't make sense. It don't make a lick of sense. I'm here, and then first thing you know, I'm over there. And, you know, in a dream.
Right.
But you know, it's not the mental dreams of dreaming when you go to sleep. It's the dream and the vision you have inside of you. Oh, God. That's the desire the Lord put inside of Joseph. A dream, a vision, a desire that God gives you down deep inside of your heart. It's not without cost. You listening?
Yes.
A dream and a vision. A desire for God and to do what His will is for you. It's not without cost. It's never without trial. It took Joseph being thrown in the pit, lied on, put in prison, but he kept believing and holding on, Brother Ron, to his dream.
Yes.
Right.
Till he made it to the palace, promoted to power, to feed and to save others. How many today is glad that you heard and felt the call of God to obey?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, are you boys and girls still in Luke 14?
Yeah.
Thought I forgot you, did you? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 14, 16. And you want to read that verse for me, verse 16 and verse 17.
Then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
Then he said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He invited many. How many believe God's got enough to go around to feed us all?
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Sister Kathleen, he ain't gonna let a one of us starve.
That's right.
Praise God. God's bowls never run out. The prodigal son said, my father's servants have enough bread and to spare, and I'm going back home. Holy God, holy God. The Lord's coffers are overflowing. His bowls are always full. God's table will never run empty. Without the Lord, there is, with the Lord, there is an abundant supply.
Yes.
This is real important. Can you say, dear God, dear Lord Jesus, draw me and bring me where I need to be.
Yes.
where I need to be, Lord. Draw me. Get me there. Get me there. Put me in the place that you're calling me, God. Holy Lord, holy Lord.
Come on.
How many in this house feel like you've answered the call and you're ready today? Jesus is ready.
Right.
He's always ready.
Amen.
Are you, and am I, ready to enter heaven's banquet hall for the marriage supper of the Lamb? Praise God. Angie, would you read verse 18?
And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
They all, notice that, with one consent, every one of them, began to make an excuse. And they said, one says, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. Have me excused. Sister Kayla, I got to looking at that as I was studying it. I want to ask you, would you buy a piece of land without going and looking at it first?
No.
Duh.
Lie. Lie. It's a lie.
That's a lie. One preacher said it well one time. He said, an excuse is nothing but a lie to cover up the proof.
Right?
Yeah. You got it. To let you know that this was an excuse, no doubt, he had already been to see that land. He had already been there to check it out and purchase it.
Yeah.
What he was doing was fantasizing and dreaming in his mind what he was going to do with that plot of land and what he was going to build on it. And he was so interested in the earthly that he never came. He turned the Lord away. He forfeited his call and lost his soul and a home in heaven. A land that's more fairer than they. Let me ask you, what is it that holds people back from coming to Jesus and answering his call? Can I tell us all here today, God cannot get past many people's minds.
Right.
Yep. Can't do it.
Amen.
Their mind's occupied, Brother Ronnie. Their mind is totally absorbed with this world and the things in it. Oh, God.
Right.
He can't get past their minds. Their minds are so occupied and filled with this world that he can't reach their hearts. Brother Ronnie, would you read 19 for me?
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
Look at this man. This man was more interested in plowing and sowing for tomorrow than he was in eternity. Can I tell us, everybody here in this building today, plans and goals for the future in this life will keep millions out of heaven.
Right.
What people are saying, I'm too busy to serve God. Are you? I don't have the time to go to church. I'm looking right over at that phone right now. There's people in Marco Polo land. You tune in and you watch and you listen. But what's wrong with coming to the house of God?
Right.
I'm talking about if you're able and if you're not sick,
right,
and if you don't have a bad affliction. What's wrong with your precious brothers and sisters coming and worshiping the Lord together? I'm telling you, this house is a house of prayer. I've felt the Lord go over me. Raise your little hand. It's a house of prayer. It's a house of bread, Brother Ron. It's a house that we can come to and we can worship, Brother Terry, in one mind and one accord. It's here that the Holy Ghost moves. He comes down in the midst and he anoints the singing and the music. He anoints the preaching. What is it? What is it keeps people out of the house of God from coming to church? Oh, Lord, to worship and to praise the Lord. How many can raise your hand today and say, I thank God for the church? Brother Ron, there's many times I've come and I've got my blessings, Brother Bill, in the house of the Lord, the house of bread. My help is in the Lord.
Yeah.
And Lord, as we see that day approaching, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. We've got to praise Him and love Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy God, holy God.
Amen. Come on.
I need the Lord. You need me, and I need you.
Right.
The church is a body of Christ. That hand right there, I got four fingers and one thumb. Thank you, Lord. That's simple. But one arm on this side. Help me teach this, Reggie. One arm and hand on this side. Did you know that sometimes the loads are so heavy that I have to pick up and I have to move, Kayla? One hand, one arm won't do it. But this one right over here, it's a member of this body. It reaches right over and helps this hand and this arm to pick up the load and to bear it. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. The little members of the body that we think is so insignificant, little pinky, you'd be surprised what that little thing can do when you have to grasp a big old jug and to hold it. You need that little finger. You need all the toes on your feet. Without them, you would be off balance. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad that we are the body of Christ. Listen, and He is the head of that body, and we are members one of another. Brother Ron says, if one member suffers, all the members are to feel that suffering and to suffer with Him. And if one member rejoices, everybody ought to get into one mind of one accord and rejoice with that one that is happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What am I saying? You need the church?
Yes.
You need your brothers and you need your sisters.
Well,
I can't help but get excited. Can I just
come on.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
This thing will put a smile on your face.
Whoa.
Yesterday, Sister Linda, Sister Ruby, I studied and I typed. I got in the Word. I got in my Bible. And the more I did, the more I felt. And the more desire that I had to come and tell you all about it.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, it does something for you. Oh, praise. Give him a hand clap in the house. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus is real. My God is real.
Yes.
Where did we leave off? Ron, you read 19, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. Who wants to read verse 20 for me?
And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
Look at that. Just look at that. This. Oh, God. What excuse? This poor soul let his wife and a family that he planned to have keep him out of heaven, and he never made it to God's great banqueting hall.
Right.
How many of you today have got Jesus? How many of you got Him?
Praise you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. I want to ask you, y'all listening?
Yes.
If some offer or opportunity would arise and present itself to you and knock on your door, would you trade the Lord for something in this world?
No.
Oh, God. Listen, the devil will use this world and circumstances to sidetrack you and pull you away from God.
Amen.
Can I tell everybody in this house there's not much time left to answer God's call and get ready?
Amen.
God. You know what I'm doing right here? Sister Ava, I'm getting ready. I'm obeying the call.
Come on.
God put in my heart, Terry. If I don't obey, Brother B was put in my heart a long time ago, many years ago, Brother Ronnie, if I don't obey that call, I can't feed you. And I myself will be empty and I'll starve and I'll go into famine. Holy God.
Right.
Did not the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Because as you give out, Brother Ron, God pours right back into you.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard that. You either use it or you'll lose it.
Right.
So, I'm telling everybody in the house, you better hold on to what you got.
Right.
Yes.
Wow, man, I felt that one.
Amen.
My Lord. Holy God, let me walk here a minute. You better hold on to what you got.
And then some.
Don't let anything or anybody discourage you.
Yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Is real.
Yeah. Come on.
There's nothing lacking or slacking in Him. Holy blessed Jesus. Hold on to what you got. How many can say, I'm going on, Brother Tommy. I'm going to serve the Lord no matter what. No
Amen.
Matter what, I'm going to serve Him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't back up now, Brother Ron. I can't do it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. All the negative things, Brother Bill. All the negative and all the dark and the bleak things. Jesus, let me look up. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Can I say stay with what you know?
Yes.
And what you've been shown and taught, keep it in your heart. Don't let the enemy take it out of your heart. Listen. When the millions of souls stand before God on the judgment day, they will then see and realize how hollow and empty and vain their excuses were that they made to God.
Right.
When they could have had forgiveness, surely God. When they could have had the joy of salvation and eternal life,
right.
But they went their own way.
Right.
Listen, they've been times in my 51 and a half years I've strayed a little bit and went a little bit my way. It don't get it. It won't get it, right. Dear Lord. And forfeited, but they went their own way. They forfeited it all for their own pleasure and their worldly things.
Right.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Let's pause right here before we go any farther and ask the question. Is it possible that we can get so wrapped up in natural things of life and the world around us that we forget about our souls?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And miss heaven. I'm going to say it again. God's call will be the most important thing that will ever happen to you in your life. I think it was Dottie Rambo many years ago. I don't know if she wrote a song or she was telling it about a song. And she said, I had a dream. She said, I stood in a long line like I had never seen before, and said the people in front of me, and said there was people all around me, and said God sat up on the throne, and they were being judged one by one, and God was reading the record from the record book. This is what got me. She said every time the person made a step up, and the other one in front of her, she said, every time that I stepped up, I was getting closer to the judgment bar. She said, as they were, some, many of them was cast into hell in outer darkness, some entered into life. She said, every time, Brother Bill, I made another step and got closer to that throne. This is what she said. She said, I felt like I would die 1,000 times. The sun ball is 93 million miles away, and it sheds its rays down upon this earth. It's so bright that they tell you that you cannot stare in the sun ball because it'll melt your eyeballs in their socket. And I'm telling you, when you stand before God, she said, every time I made another step. I'm going to pause right here. Is everybody obeying the Lord?
Come on.
Is everybody obeying the Lord?
Come on.
Brother Ronnie, I feel this. You out there, are you doing what God's called you to do? Are you obeying what He put in your heart and the call that you felt years ago? Are you there?
Come on.
Are you in His will? Are you ready for the judgment? Are you ready to stand before the Lord to have your record read?
Come on.
Have you let things slip in your life that you know you should have done and should have obeyed?
Come on.
Are you where God wants you to be? I feel the Lord here today. God, raise your hand and say, God, I don't want to miss it. Lord, like they was giving Jesus and that king their excuses, going to their land, going to their family and letting family stand in their way, buying things and material possessions, and when they made excuse after excuse and had the audacity to tell the king to have me excuse, I gotta do this, I gotta go here, I gotta do that. Oh Lord, what about when you stand before the Lord? Come on, children. Are you obedient? Have you obeyed the call of God? Are you where you need to be? Are you in the place God wants you? Does it still ring in your heart?
Come on.
The call still real to you. Holy God, holy God, holy God. You still got victory? Have you still got your song? Holy God, hold it. Raise your hand in the house. Raise your hand in the house. I want to keep my praise, Lord. I want to keep my praise and my prayers up. Holy, holy, holy Jesus. Holy God, holy God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man? Jesus is talking.
Come on.
For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Revelation 3:19. Jesus is talking, listen. As many as I love, the Lord's talking, I rebuke and chasten. How many could say, I'm glad that when I start going wrong or doing wrong, God will correct me?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I don't want to miss it, children. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. When I scold you, God's saying, when I correct you, when I whip you, it's because I love you and I do not want to lose you. Ooh, holy God. When I see you doing wrong or going wrong, it'll hurt. But I got to correct you.
Yes.
And I've got to try to turn you. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, whosoever will, hear my voice, there's the call, hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. And I will sup with him, and he with me. Notice verse 21. To him that overcometh, what? Overcometh. Will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus is saying to him that held on and would not let go, I feel God here today. I mean, you can say, I'm a holding on and I ain't going to let go. Hallelujah. To him that holds on and won't let go, to him that stays with God and endures, I will grant him that he can sit down with me in my kingdom. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. How many knows the Holy Ghost is talking?
Right.
Spirit of God's a dealing. He's talking to every one of us. I can say this. If you miss out on God's invitation and you don't answer it and do his will, you will forever miss God's best for you, both here and in eternity. The Lord is only obligated to call you one time
right.
in life. If he comes by your way the second time, or the third, or the fourth, it's only because of his mercy and others' prayers. If you ignore God's spirit of conviction speaking to your heart of what you must do, and you brush it off, and you don't answer it, you may go for months and months and months before he ever comes by your way again. To draw you and deal with your heart to love and serve him.
Right.
I will say this. We started out, this church here started out, we moved out of 2411 Montgomery Avenue. But the church before that is down here where the mall is. How many remembers that little white church?
That's where I first met everybody.
Oh, you heard about us. And that little field. This little white church, and you drove around, and you drove way up through there to get to that little white church. Brother Bill sat out there in the middle where all that mall is.
All that.
You remember it?
Yeah.
1985 to 1986, we had a 6 weeks revival. 18 people were saved. When the revival closed out, four more came. It was 22 people saved. People was being drawn, the Holy Ghost conviction was there. I remember a couple back here on that side of the house. Conviction. I gave a 45-minute altar call.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Brother Terry, the conviction was so thick you could tangibly feel it. Mm-hmm. You could hear a pin drop. Mm-hmm. It was quiet and God was dealing with hearts. My wife will tell you. That couple, I had them standing on their feet, and Sister Maria, they got a hold of that chair in front of them, that bench in front of them, and squeezed it so hard that their knuckles turned white. God was a calling. God was a calling. I had preached, and after a 45-minute altar call, my voice was a leaving. I said, please come. I said, you know God's dealing with you. He's pulling at you. Come. You better come. You better come. They didn't come. Later on, the wife found another man and moved way out of the state somewhere. A home split up. I'm going to tell you, every time you say no to God and you go your way, I'll go this way. Bad things happen. Bad things happen, and that's the reason Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten them. I have to correct them and bring them back. I don't want to lose them.
Right.
We better pay heed. And take heed when God deals with our heart. Brother Tim, I don't want to miss this. Holy, 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 holy.